amazing. She's incredible. You want to keep it locked for that. And then coming up next, CZ and I took to Camps Bay to find out who can brave the cold Cape Town ocean. Who's your money on, Nadia?
You.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. I think Tunnel would like try really hard to beat you.
Yeah, because I love to win.
Because she
yeah.
hates me.
yeah. I mean, and that. Duran, who's your money on? Who do you think won?
You, Tando.
Oh, you guys. Oh.
Why would you guys say that?
Oh, this is
I
beautiful.
I just told you.
Love it. We'll reveal who won between Mzizi and I, who managed to go the furthest into the ocean next, coming up on the After News and Sports.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Urgent cabinet meeting on load shedding and Kwebane to appeal Estina scandal court ruling.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good afternoon. For 5 News, I'm Nadia Romanis. President Cyril Ramaphosa has convened an emergency cabinet meeting aimed at resolving the power crisis. Load shedding continues to grip the country at stage 2 and endangers the country's last investment grade credit rating. Embattled power utility Eskom has a debt burden of 450 billion rand and struggles with aging and poorly maintained power stations. Earlier this week, Ramaphosa announced that Energy Minister Gwede Mantashe and Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan would present proposals on solving the power crisis to cabinet today. The High Court at Makanda in the Eastern Cape has made a landmark ruling that the children of undocumented immigrants have a right to education regardless of their legal status in the country. The BBC's Pumza Felani has more.
Africa's constitution is explicit on the right to education, but for the children of undocumented foreign nationals, accessing it has been difficult. The case was brought by local advocacy groups representing 37 children who were turned away from schools there. The ruling also means the children of South Africans without birth certificates or identity documents also cannot be denied education, which has been the practice in some schools across the country.
Relatives of former gang leader Rashid Stachi, who was gunned down in Salt River this morning, claim that one of his sons has also been shot and killed in Mitchell's plane today. Police have not yet confirmed the incident. Stachi's younger brother, Solomon Stachi, says the family is in mourning after this morning's shootings. He says despite rumors that the attacks may be gang-related, the family is not seeking revenge. Public protector Busisi Wemkabane will petition the court ruling in Pretoria at the Supreme Court of Appeal. Earlier today, the court dismissed with costs Mkwebane's appeal regarding the liability for the DA and KSAC costs in the Estina Dairy Farm 200 million rand scandal. Mkwebane is appealing both the setting aside of the report on the findings of the